Why I think she's gonna be on the show still?
Because she's a Cylon.
Yep.
Hello and welcome to this week's Battlestar Brothel, Season 3, Netflix Episode 16, Real World Episode 17, The Maelstrom. Originally aired March 4th, 2007. I think this episode was directed by M. Night Shyamalan, because I didn't see that coming.
I did.
You've said that she's a Cylon for a while.
Yeah. I mean, in this episode alone, she kept pushing herself and pushing herself and pushing herself. I know they couldn't just let her, like, come back and be okay. They couldn't. She was mentally preparing herself to die.
You think?
Yep. I think that was her intention, but she's gonna be a little confused when she wakes up in a pool of goo.
I don't think she's going to be confused at all. Because her last words were, "They're waiting for me."
Yep.
She wasn't talking about, you know, her deceased loved ones on the other side.
And, initially that's what I thought.
She's talking about her husband, Leoben.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yep.
So, we have three episodes left this season. The last one's a two-parter, which we will be watching together and putting out one episode. And Jeff Thorpe said he wants to be present when we watch it, so it must be a big one. So Thrace is dead.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have not read ahead, correct?
I have not.
I've not done either.
I've done everything in my power to not do so.
So we have to assume, then, that she is either dead or a Cylon. I believe she's a Cylon.
As do I.
So, will that reveal happen in the next episode? Or will they wait for the crossroads, and that's what Jeff Thorpe was wanting us to see?
She's such a big character in the show that I think they'll hold off. They won't just reveal it right away.
Yeah, like, I bet, I want to say the next episode is called The Sun Will Rise, and it's like S-O-N, Sun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's got to have something to do with, like, just the grieving process and whatever funeral they have for her and him hanging the picture up next to Kat.
Yeah. And I guess that was a little hint. They actually said it in that episode, if one of us dies, you know, whoever dies first, this needs to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if at any point you believe that she was going to die soon, that was going to be it.
Yeah. I want to talk about a little piece of imagery I really enjoyed.
Okay.
So, you know, we're getting the Eye of Jupiter. It's repeating throughout episodes much more frequently than before. Mm-hmm. I loved it in the candle wax. That was classy. Did you see that?
At first, when I saw it, it looked like somebody had thrown up a bunch of blood.
I totally was like, oh my God, she's got stomach cancer. The fucking stress is giving her ulcers. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, it's wax. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was neat. That was a cute piece of writing. Transparent as fuck, but cute.
So what'd you think about the deal with her mom?
Ballsy.
Yeah.
Ballsy.
Yeah, and, like, I guess it makes sense that she's, like, a problem pilot. She's really good at what she does, but she's always, like, causing trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, she was a problem child as well. Or not necessarily even a problem child. She was just, like, raised under a shitty parent. And so kind of put that in her.
Do you think that her shitty parent, do you think that the Cylons, so like, okay. The final five apparently don't know that they're Cylons, at least not generally speaking.
Right.
If she's one of the final five, her mom was clearly a soldier. And if you pay attention to the timeline of the show and the history of this world, she must have fought in the first Cylon War.
Mm-hmm.
Could she have been like a POW that was impregnated by the Cylons?
Very possible.
And that's how they began the system of control?
See, I'm kind of wondering, because they did kind of a flashback to when Starbuck was shown the picture, like the two pictures, one of the painting she did and then one of the actual Eye of Jupiter in that temple. And she said, I've been drawing these since I was a kid. And I was like, wait a second. If she was captured and cloned and turned into a Cylon, that doesn't make sense that she would have been doing that since she was a kid. But now that you mention that her mom could have been impregnated, she could be half Cylon. And that's maybe that's why she's so good at everything, too.
So maybe this form of Thrace, if she is a Cylon, like that's the Thrace Prime.
Could be.
You know, what she goes into would be a... Because, you know, there's another thing that they don't, like, answer, which is the aging of the clones. So, like, Dean Stockwell's character, the priest, he is significantly older than most of his Cylon brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that they can clone him to that age, or do they have to, you know what I mean? Or do they have to, like, was he cloned earlier than all the others? If he's cloned earlier than all the others, why is he Cylon number 7 and not number 1? Because he's the oldest, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel like if they wanted to, they could clone...
And they could advance the aging process.
They could advance the aging process, but, like, they could also clone these people into completely different bodies. Almost like download their memories into whatever capsule they wanted, or that's not the word.
Vessel.
Yeah, into vessel. There you go. Into whatever vessel they wanted.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that there's got to be for the biological components of the being, the memories to be able to download into another being. There's got to be some kind of DNA sync. You know, I bet it has to be your clone.
Yeah. I mean, for the purpose of the show, of course, it would have to be.
Yeah. Fuck. I'm emotionally drained right now.
We still don't know exactly how they are cloned, right? I mean, there's the resurrection ship and stuff, but they didn't go into detail. We don't know the mechanics yet.
Yeah, it's not like we're getting the fucking ride at Jurassic Park and we're going to see Dr. Wu extracting DNA from a fucking piece of amber.
Mm-hmm. I want to see some blueprints. I want to see exactly how this is done.
They'll never do that. They're just going to, like, in season 4, there's just going to be, like, there's an episode just called Tour of a Resurrection Ship.
It's like, but it's done as an episode of How It's Made. Like, with a guy in the background telling how it's done. Yeah.
Katie Sackhoff submitted this episode for review to the Emmy Board for Outstanding Actress in a Drama.
Uh-huh.
I want to say well played, Katie Sackhoff.
I don't think it's cool that she submitted it herself.
I believe you actually have to.
Really?
Well, because I don't know how that process works, but I'm like, I have been looking up each of these episodes after I've watched them.
Yeah.
And like every episode, somebody submitted it on their own behalf.
Okay.
For the
Emmys. If you have to do it yourself, then I can see that. But.
Yeah, it's like think back to our fraternity days. Like, you know, you knew you were the best person for a job, but do you nominate yourself and look like a dick?
Yeah, right. I always did.
So.
No, I never did that.
Oh, God.
Osinfonia.
I'm just looking here for the record. She had been nominated for the Saturn Award 4 times for Battlestar Galactica. She won in 2005 for Best Supporting Actress in a Television Series.
What is the Saturn Award?
Well, it's hyperlinked, so let's find out. Saturn Award is an award presented annually by the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films to honor the top works mainly in sci-fi, fantasy, and horror in film, television, and home video. The award was initially and is still sometimes loosely referred to as a Golden Scroll.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Shit, I want a Saturn Award. That sounds awesome. First awards were presented in 1972 by William Shatner.
Interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if that's televised anywhere.
I doubt it. Yeah. Or I bet you they get presented at, like, Comic-Cons and stuff.
Maybe. Let's see. The next one will be held June 26th, 2013. Oh, that was last year then. I don't know when the next one is. Fuck it. Okay, well, hey, out there in listener land, if the Saturn Awards are televised anywhere, let us know. I think it sounds interesting. Dustin, I think we're in for some hurting.
You think so? Do you think that there's going to be some serious battles going on? Or what?
Like, okay.
I think things are falling apart.
So this final two episodes of the season, I mean, it's a two-hour episode, so they're going to, like, it's not just the reveal to the audience that she's a Cylon. They're going to reveal it to the members of the Galactica.
Yeah.
And so the fallout of that is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like, okay, this one character that I really like is now gone, and she might be brought back, but it's not going to be as the same character. So, you know, it's a difference there. But that's going to have a resounding effect on the other characters that I respect and like.
Yeah. Let's like try to retain a tiny bit of hope that she's not going to get resurrected. Maybe she was like teleported last minute or something. I know there's no teleportation yet in the universe, but like she did fly into this crazy like storm. Lots of things can happen. A maelstrom? Yes, a maelstrom, if you will. And I mean, she could be just like in a completely different place right now.
She's not. She's not. She's a fucking Cylon. Because, like, we talked about it once, and, like, when it looked like she was going to die before. Like, when we were first going to start watching Battlestar Galactica together.
Yeah.
I looked up the actors in it, and it has how many episodes they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And this is episode 50 of the series. I think there's 76. I think there's 76 episodes in the whole series.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying that her number was higher than 50.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she can still be back. But those could be
flashback sequences, you know? Like
flashback sequences? She can. She doesn't necessarily have to be a Cylon. I don't want her to be. I think she'll be... I'm going to go ahead and start believing right now that she has been... So, what do they call it when the whole fleet, like, goes from one location to another? Is it called jumping?
Yeah, yeah. They, like, prepare the fleet for a jump to coordinates XYZ.
Did we see her, like, Viper specifically explode?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, I just feel like one way or another she was transported to another location.
Yeah, in the mind of her new body.
I mean, well... I don't believe that. Yeah. I don't want to believe it.
The planet that they were going to is a gas giant. Yeah. And so there's a certain point when you go down in the atmosphere where there's too much pressure, too much atmosphere above you. It's not like a planet like ours where it's solid. So that was the explosion was because she reached what they called the hard line.
Yeah.
And her hull integrity was compromised and she, you know, fuel tanks erupted. And as she's crashing towards the center of this planet... You know, it's slowly going to crush her and crush her and crush her until she's like a diamond.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, a people diamond. That'd be cool.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, I bet they could do that in a lab. Squash you and apply enough heat.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you know what? Don't bury me. Make me into a diamond.
Like, your family could keep you.
Yeah, forever, literally. I hear that diamonds are that way.
Yes.
I make a joke, but I really...
Yeah, this was an emotionally draining episode. Another one.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck it. So say we all?
Yeah. So say we all.
God, she even said so say we all in this episode.
Yeah.
She said the ending of the way that they pray in this show, she said it. Why the fuck didn't I see her death coming? God. Damn it. Fuck.